This podcast and our many other ministries are only possible because of your generosity. You can give and support Grace by going to gracelutheran1.org/give or by clicking on the link in the show description. Thank you for your support. The scriptures talk frequently about the importance of serving others. But if we're being honest with ourselves, we would rather be served in many situations in life than be the ones doing the serving. If we were to go to a restaurant, for example, we'd much rather be eating at the restaurant than working at the restaurant. I remember when I was growing up, my little sister always wanting to play with me and always especially wanting to play games of make-believe. And I remember one time I said to her that I would like to play a game called Waitress. And she looked at me and said, okay, how do we play this game of Waitress? And I said, it's pretty simple. I will sit on the couch and you will be the waitress. And you'll come to me and ask me what I would like to eat and I'll tell you what I'd like to eat and you go to the kitchen and you make that for me. And then you bring me the food and I'll eat it and I'll give you pretend money as if you are a real waitress. Now, because she was very young, she got very excited about this idea and she came up to me and she said, welcome to my restaurant. What would you like to eat? And I said, I'd really love a turkey sandwich and potato chips and juice box. And off she went and she made that. She brought it out to me. I ate it and I gave her the fake money. And this actually went on for a couple of years until she got old enough to figure out what I was actually doing. See, I think this is a metaphor for how many of us live our life, that we often work very hard to put ourselves in a position where we are the people being served and not having to serve others. Many people want to quit their job someday in which they work in customer service so that they can retire and take vacations and have other people wait on them. But again and again and again, Jesus talks about in the Gospels the importance of not being a person who simply is served, but a person who serves others. Specifically, people who serve others who cannot do anything for us. And it's worth asking the question, why? Why does Jesus constantly lift up this idea of serving others, of being humble, about not putting ourselves in a position of importance and pride? Well, the truth of the matter is, pride often gives us a very narrow view of what's important in life. When we live our lives and have a sense of pride, we often can have an overinflated sense of ourselves. We look at who we are, where we come from, what we have, what we've earned, and we think to ourselves, I deserved this. And we have a very narrow view of what we deserve, and if we get it, we're not necessarily grateful because, again, we think that we deserve those things. But if we don't get it, we are often upset and angry and frustrated. We have an inability to look beyond what we wanted to see what God might be doing in our life. And that's sort of what was happening in our gospel reading today. In our gospel reading today, Jesus goes to a dinner of some very, very important and influential people. This is an important dinner where the who's who's involved. Only the popular and the powerful are invited. And Jesus noticed this, that when they come into this dinner, immediately everyone wants to rush to the best seats, the seats that are simply called the places of honor, that by sitting there, you are considered one of the more important and influential people. We still have something similar that takes place in our culture today. When people go to a concert or a sports game, for example, very often those people who sit in the front rows or sit in the luxury boxes, those are the people who not only have the best view, but they have a feeling of importance, a feeling like they matter perhaps more than the other people. If you were to go to a wedding, for example, the people that are closest to the bride and groom, the closest family members and friends, often sit near the head table while the people who do not know the bride and the groom as well might sit farther out. This idea of seating being an important place where we not only can see what's going on but is a way of recognizing who we are and how we are influential is something that goes back to Jesus's time. But Jesus teaches them and us a lesson in the parable this morning when he says to them that when you go somewhere, do not immediately look for the place of honor, the place of influence, deceit. Because you might have the host come up to you and say, excuse me, you're not supposed to sit there. And then you'll be embarrassed and have to go all the way to the back. Instead, Jesus says, sit at the lowest place. Sit at the place farthest away from the head table. And then have the host come up to you and say, what are you doing sitting all the way back there? Come, sit in the front. You see, pride is a way that causes us to have a very narrow view of what's supposed to happen, that we either win or we lose, we succeed or we fail. But in Jesus' parable today, he teaches us that being humble is a way to open our hearts and our minds, that when things don't turn out the way that we want them to, maybe God is doing something else. In a sense, maybe when we lose in life, if we are a humble person, we'll see all the other ways that we are still winning. This past week, our church's softball team finished up their season. And it was the playoffs, which meant we were playing a potential doubleheader. You see, if we won our first game, which was at 6:30, then we would play another game at 7:30. But if we lost our first game at 6:30, that would be it. The season would be over. Now, I leave every Monday night to play softball, much to the disappointment of my children. Because you see, my children are still small, and they're at the age where bedtime is very, very important to them. That they want me to be around to read a story to them and to tuck them in goodnight. And while this isn't always possible, I always make my best effort to try to be home at bedtime. And they know that because of the timing of my Monday night softball games, that sometimes I do make it home for bedtime and sometimes I don't. And I remember that this past Monday night, I was getting ready to go to my softball game. And they asked me as I was getting ready to go, what time I will be home at. And I told them that if I lose my first game, then our season will be over and I will be home in time for bed. But if we win, then we'll play another game and I will not be home in time for bed. They both looked at me. They thought about this and they said with a big smile on their face, Dad, I hope that you lose tonight. And I knew what they were saying. They weren't actually saying that they hoped that I lost, but they were hoping that it would be in time for bed. So I went to the softball game. It was a really great game. Our team played really well. It was a lot of fun, but unfortunately, we lost. We lost that first game, and our season was over. And so then I immediately got in the car. I rushed home, and they heard the garage opening up, and they came and they looked at me and they said, yay, Daddy lost, Daddy lost, Daddy lost. You see, they were so excited that I lost, not because I lost, but because I made it home in time to say goodnight to them. And even though we lost that game, and even though I was disappointed, in that moment, I felt like a winner. I share that story with you because when life is all about what you should get, what you deserve, how important you are, you only see things in terms of black and white. You only see things in terms of wins and losses. You're either satisfied or you're disappointed, but you're never grateful because your pride blinds you to gratitude. Your pride causes you to think you deserve more, that you should have more, that you should be more. But if you are a person who is humble, if you are a person who keeps your ego in check, Jesus says, then you will be open to all the ways that God might be blessing you outside of the things that you directly want. See, in my situation, in my case, if I was so wrapped up in winning this softball game, in moving on to the next round of the playoffs, I wouldn't have seen the way that I won by being home early. And the truth of the matter is, if you search your own life, you can find examples and in situations where you wanted something so badly that you thought you needed something so much, whether it was a job or a relationship or an opportunity of some kind, and when it didn't work out, God brought you to a different place and you realized that you were better off in that place with that thing or that person than in the situation you thought you really needed to have. You see, being humble is not just about keeping our ego in check. It's also about keeping an open mind. It's about keeping an open mind to all the ways that God wants to carry you throughout your life. That life sometimes has ups and downs and twists and turns, but if you're able to keep your ego in check, if you're able to be humble, you'll see that God might be leading you to something that you never thought you wanted, but you really actually needed. Jesus drives this point home in the Gospels when he says that those who seek to save their life will lose it, but those who lose their life for my sake will find it. When Jesus is talking about losing your life, he's essentially talking about losing your ego, losing your need to prove yourself, losing your need to belong to every group or have acceptance from every single person. And by losing your life, by losing the idea of who you need to be or what you were supposed to have, Jesus can bless you and lead you in the ways that he really intends. And so may you will be willing to set down your ego. Maybe you will be willing to set down your sense of pride and influence. May you trust that all that you need to identify as is a child of God. And may humility lead you to have an open mind to all the ways that God blesses you, even in the midst of loss. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this reminder of what it means to be a disciple of you. That when we lose, sometimes we really win. Help us to have a humble heart and an open mind. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining us today. We encourage you to like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube page, and follow us on Instagram at @GLC_Richmond. If you need anything at all, you can reach out to us by email. Our email is office@gracelutheran1.org. May God continue to bless you.